plans. It also involves the criminal justice process. It involves a careful consideration of constitutional rights under the federal constitution, the Oregon constitution, and I could go on, and I won't, because every member of this committee knows what I'm getting at. What I'm getting at is this was a very complicated bill dealing with a very emotional issue which has a lot of substantive content, and I think it's important to emphasize to this committee that while it was a lengthy process, that the bill has been refined, and in the minds of those of us who are strong supporters of this bill, it is, like every other bill, from anyone's personal perspective, perhaps not perfect, but it has got in it a tremendous amount of positive measures to deal with the issue of gun rights versus gun control in our society, and that needs to be said. Anybody who wants to, and myself included, can pick this bill apart and find on certain pages little things that that individual would like to see done differently. But when we're talking about a democratic process and trying to put together legislation which meshes these varying interests, I think we've got an excellent bill here, and I'm very supportive of it.
Dr. Miller.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My guess is we'll have the opportunity to explain our positions on the House floor, so I'd call for the question.
I kind of like an answer to my question. We've got somebody from the NRA here. I don't know if
that was the quote on television last night.
I'd like to know.
Well, Representative,
Mr. Chairman.
Normally I wouldn't object, but I'm not interested in hearing what individual interest groups have to say about the bill as it stands now.
Mr. Chair, I would suggest we get the whole working group up here.
This is not a subcommittee meeting, Mr. Chairman. That's different from full committee.
But if you want to see an interest. I just wanted to clear up a simple rumor. My name's on the bill, and I have a vested interest in the passing of this bill and whether the thing sticks together. And I think
whether or not the
railroading
the bill
through the full committee is a bunch of horse manure. If we can get the doggone thing, the question cleared up, let's clear the question up. Otherwise,
pretty simple. The NRA supports the bill.
Well, I don't see him running up the table to tell us anything different.
Which level? Very quickly, this is...
Thank you, Representative Mason.
I dislike the testimony of the full committee, so this is...
I don't like being put in a box, and I want to know where they are. Before
the minutes, just vote no.
That's not the point. My name is on the bill.
Representative Minnis, the National Rifle Association supports the bill in concept. There were some amendments that we had asked to be attached in writing to the bill. They haven't been incorporated yet, and... for a number of reasons, we need to see that in writing. We need to see these amendments in writing incorporated into the bill. They haven't been. It's posed the problem for us, and until they are, we will not technically support the bill. As far as a mailing to our members, we need to know what is specifically in the bill so we can clarify to our members what the scope and ramifications of the bill are. So we're waiting adoption of key amendments, and we've raised these amendments to a number of people, and we're still waiting to have them adopted.
Mr. Chairman, for the record,
State
Representative Mike Burton is a member of the working group and chief co-sponsor of this bill. Those amendments, we've discussed these. They are they're being drafted. They'll be included and incorporated as technical amendments down in Ways and Means. One of the reasons they didn't get drafted and put in this process is because it has been so slow in the subcommittee process and, quite frankly, so discombobulated that it's been very difficult just to get this bill moved. I'd like to see it move out of here, and I'll take care of it in Ways and Means.
Mr. Chair? I'd just like to say that I'm very happy to see that Representative Burton has joined the National Rifle Association.
Mr. Chair, move the question. Finish question. Let's get on voting this thing.
Okay, anything further on
Representative
Clark's motion? If not, clerk, call roll.
Representative Baum.
No.
Bauman.
Aye.
Bryan.
Aye.
Calhoun.
No.
Pelori.
Aye.
Clark.
Aye.
Courtney.
Yes.
Edmondson.
Yes.
Aye.
Miller.
No.
Minnis.
No.
Chair Mason.
Aye. Vote explanations. By way of vote explanation.
Writing, or you want to move?
No, I would like to state that this bill is probably, I think, much more historic than even some of the members realized. It has been, I've seen gun control bills here for since my tenure, since 1979. Representative Courtney's seen them here since 1981. And this is the first time that we've had a bill come out with this type of support. And personally, I would like to pay tribute to an individual that I think has been the kind of absolute key to this process. And I don't mean the speaker, but although she was key, but I mean, I would like to pay tribute to John Nichols, who has worked on this type of issue for as long as I've been around here and has done a tremendous job. And if it weren't for the, I think the two people who have been key to this have been John Nichols and Vera Katz. Had someone told me 6 months ago, or 6 years ago, or 10 years ago, that would be the combination, the magic combination, I would have been a bit incredulous. But time moves on. So any further vote explanations?
Mr. Chairman.
Representative.
You had mentioned something about concurrence with amendments by Ways and Means. Are you saying that we're going to hear about some proposals that Ways and Means may make for our consideration?
No, they'll do it themselves.
That's what I was wondering.
They very rarely ever come and ask.
I didn't want it misunderstood, Mr. Chairman. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, Representative.
As long as you
Representative
say
Miller.
Something so laudatory, I'd just say maybe the reluctance in past sessions dealt with protecting constitutional rights that this bill yields.
Further discussion? Okay. Anything further to come before the committee? For the good of the order. Objections to adjourning.
Family justice in 5 minutes.